it is very important and very critical for us to address in a very forthright manner the market to Trinidad because of the fluctuating patterns on the market. At one time in the year, based on the statistics at Namdefco, for a sack of dashing, someone in St. Vincent can get right up to $130. But at another time, on the same market, it can go as low as $30. The only way to solve this problem is that we cannot put all our eggs in one basket. And whilst we have a significant trade relation between St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Trinidad and Tobago, because of the fluctuating prices on the market, and I know sometimes we blame only the traffickers. I'm not here to defend the traffickers, but I'm just saying that based on the statistics that we have from Trinidad and Tobago, during the months when their commodities are in, and during the months when the commodities from Suriname and Guyana are in, we see a fall in prices. It is very important that we succeed in this very soon because the cost of production is constant. And if the cost of production is constant, if you are to properly plan as to how much you're going to receive when you sell your goods, the market prices cannot be that variable. Because if the market is fluctuating and it's $65, let's use $65, that is the minimum you're supposed to be selling a sack of dashing for. If you sell less than that, you are in the red. That is why we are looking for markets that are more stable. And I know, for example, Ektad is currently offering $60 to $65 per sack throughout the year.